Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, visited Donald Trump at the White House today. Later, at a joint press conference, the two leaders underscored what they agree on, from condemning fake news to calling for the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet, and finally set their people free.
Jair Bolsonaro has been called the tropical Trump because he has so much in common with his White House host. Both men play to the right, the far right politically, often with racial, even racist overtones. In Brazil, this has most recently come to the surface after the arrest of two paramilitary officers for the murder of a black politician in Rio last year. Will Carlos is based in Rio. He covers hate and extremism for our partners at Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting.
It cannot be overstated how much of an issue that is here in Brazil. I mean, if you have to point at one really divisive issue in Brazil, it's the killing, the brutal killing of Marielle Franco and her driver in Rio de Janeiro almost a year to the day ago. It's a crime that is as yet unsolved, but they did just arrest two people. One of the two people that they arrested lives literally across the street in the small sort of gated community that Jair Bolsonaro lives in. He's said this is all a big coincidence, but let's be clear, the roots between the Bolsonaro administration and militias are that there's more and more of them coming up. And it is a militia group that has been accused of the killing of Marielle Franco. So they're still uncovering stuff. How much they're going to uncover, whether it's going to lead to Jair Bolsonaro, I don't know, but I'm very interested to find out.
Here's another thing. President Bolsonaro's son, Eduardo, he's a federal lawmaker and has a close friendship, it seems, with President Trump's former strategic advisor, Steve Bannon. I gather Eduardo Bolsonaro is also part of a far-right Brussels-based group called The Movement that Bannon set up, and Bannon sat beside Bolsonaro at a conservative opinion former's dinner on Sunday night. What is the significance of that relationship?
I have friends who've lived in Brazil their entire life who basically say, look, if there's going to be one thing that undoes Bolsonaro, that gets him into big trouble, it's going to be his sons. He has these sons who have really, really extremist views. I mean, they're forever sort of getting on Twitter and saying, you know, even more outlandish things than their dad, partly perhaps because they've seen it work for their dad. And they've seen, you know, their dad's now the president of Brazil, and he's been doing that his entire career. But the connections between particularly his eldest son and the militia groups and the far right are of real concern. Now, the way Bolsonaro has posed this, he said, I believe on Fox News last night, he said, look, that's a guy that my son knows. I don't know him very well. I don't know very much about Steve Bannon, but it cannot be overstated how intertwined Steve Bannon is with the extreme right in the United States and elsewhere in the world. He was absolutely instrumental in courting the opinions of and getting, you know, everyone from neo-Nazis to really nasty members of the extremist right, courting their opinion and getting their supporters on side behind President Trump. And he's now spent the last sort of couple of years looking for other places he can do that. One of the places he's clearly set his sights on is Brazil. And we saw that with him meeting with the president's son yesterday.
So if we're talking extremism and race in Brazil, we'd be missing something important if we didn't mention Brazil's history with race. There were 10 times as many slaves from Africa sent to Brazil as to the United States, 4 million versus 400,000. So today, how segregated are most of Brazil's main cities? Like, how visible are the divisions?
It's extraordinary, the segregation in this city. You cannot underestimate how much the Brazilians that identify as white control most of the larger businesses. They control a lot of the commerce here. They control a lot of the government here. So there is still a huge amount of segregation. There's still a huge amount of disparity. And, you know, in that way, it very much sort of mirrors the United States.
Will Carlos, who covers hate and extremism for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, has been speaking with us from Rio de Janeiro. Will, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.